Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are no longer in the studio. We're out here at Cooper's North. I am going to get the Seafood Club today because Terry Beck's going to make me do that. All of this is brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have the Back to the Future scratch-offs we're giving away here. We got new ads playing at AM 1570 and all that good stuff going on. Doing a turn for LLS and Leukemia Lymphoma Society here at Cooper's North. We're going to be at Coco's Pub on the 30th next week. We're going to have Senator Cory McCray with us. We're going to have Howard Perlow with us, as well as Jamie Costello, former WMAR superstar, is going to Costello us all about it. And on the 7th of May, we'll be at Red Brick Station, my old stomping grounds of White Marsh. Now here they have beer there, blueberry. They got beer here as well. We are at Cooper's North. This guy here is has been my insurance guy here the last year. And he comes on and visits. Last time we got together, it was at Costas. Every time I bring an insurance guy on, you don't do fear tactics, Pete, but things go wrong. And I'm going to give a perfect example of things that can go wrong where I needed insurance right here about an hour ago. Came out and set everything up, and I forgot a cord. And at that moment, you would do anything to be able to get that cord, to not have to get in the car and run home and get it and all that. And it reminded me, and I saw the Captain Chaos commercial guy that, you know, you always talk about these big houses of insurance. You get personal insurance, and I'm thinking, this is, you know, you never know when chaos is going to happen and something's going to go wrong. And that's the business that you're in, Pete.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Fixing things. Pete Raimondi's my friend. He sells insurance up in Harford County, but really all over the area. And I offered you a chance to come down here to beautiful, bucolic Timonium Cockeysville. I know you have some clients down here as well. What do people need to know about insurance? Start at the top here on... First off, do you have it? If you're driving in your car right now, I hope you have it. I saw somebody driving here a minute ago who was changing lanes, and I thought, that woman hits me. I hope she's got insurance, but I better hope that I have insurance. That's the most important thing, right? When you see these knuckleheads driving, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The general rule of thumb is never outrun your coverage and never not have enough of a large enough parachute that – if the unspeakable happens, somebody else gets to write the check instead of you.
Well, I mean, you talk to people about this every day. I mean, and insurance is ubiquitous. We all have medical insurance. I mean, the biggest expenses a lot of people have. My wife's diabetic. Medical insurance is one of the number one things that keeps her mind moving at night about diabetes, about her leukemia, about, like, she's going to a doctor tonight for PT, right? Having insurance for that. Understand that having a dental, having insurance for your for housing, cars, all of these things, when you at the end of the year add up how much money you're going to spend, it's going to be a real number. It's going to be a real percentage. And then you say, well, what did I really buy? What did I really buy? If you're buying from any of the Dewey Cheatham and Howes that are advertising the football games and whatnot, you're getting an 800 number. You're going online to buy insurance. That's always your thing. Don't fill out a form online and think that you got the insurance you need, because you never get the insurance you need that way.
Well, typically, no, because it's more of a process than simply calling an 800 number, answering a half a dozen questions, and buying a policy and believing or assuming that that policy covers every possible scenario that may rear its ugly head. And sometimes it's an error of omission. Agents don't ask questions. Brokers don't ask questions. And customers don't know what to ask.
Well, I had that problem in my house in White Marsh. I think I told you 22 years ago. I had a flood with Isabel.
Sure.
And it was in my basement. Sump pump failed. I don't have insurance for that. It cost me 15 grand. I mean, that was my life lesson in 2003 for a guy like you when – we say, hey, we're going to come on and talk on the air about insurance. Sounds boring and all that. Till you get screwed, till something really goes wrong. And everybody knows somebody. I mean, you're in the insurance business. You see it every single day. I've had lawyers come in and talk about fight with the insurance company. But, you know, they're not going to pay me what they're paying me. Somebody hit me in my car, all of that. But as a young person from Dundalk who was broke, I remember the first time I had to get auto insurance. It was outrageous. I'm 16 years old. What kind of car you have? You're driving a red Corvette, a little red Corvette. You don't want a little red Corvette. You're buying insurance, right? Mm-hmm. But it was sort of like, just get me on the road, man. Give me bare minimum. Just get me enough. How much insurance I need? What's the minimum? Just give me the least amount I can have. I know you are vehemently against that sort of thought, but sometimes people feel like that's all they can afford, but they need to talk to somebody about this. Because you can paint the scenario with saying, this can go wrong and this can wipe you out. And nobody wants that.
Yeah, well, it's not that I'm vehemently against it. It's every situation is different. Every particular situation is different. For that young 17-year-old kid that's just getting started, first part-time job, doesn't own any assets, doesn't own a home, he's not married, he doesn't have dependents, he's got his part-time job at the Royal Farm Store, and he's a student.
Just needs wheels, man.
And in that particular scenario, for somebody who's just getting started, it's like building credit. It makes sense for someone that is maybe 16 or 17 years old that when they buy that first car, they pay cash for it. So there's no lien holder and no requirement to buy physical damage coverage on the vehicle to protect a bank or a lender. They own the car outright.
This is good advice, right?
So what happens?
A lot of people out there have kids. I don't know what it costs to insure a kid these days, but my goodness,
right? So for a 17-year-old to own a vehicle outright, all that they are required to have in order to be in legal compliance is the state's required minimum amounts of liability, which are incredibly low. They provide very, very low limits of protection in the event you cause an at-fault accident and you get sued as a 17-year-old. The reality is that most 17-year-olds don't have any assets. Most personal injury attorneys aren't going to chase after 16.
So that lunatic that was driving and almost killed me a minute ago on 695 was checking her phone. If she's 17 and she hits me, I need Pete. I need insurance on my side, right? Not thinking I'm going after her, right? Literally.
What you need to do is to make sure that in the event she's uninsured or grossly underinsured, because for that 17-year-old, $20,000 of liability protection is all the money in the world. But for a guy that's an entrepreneur, that owns his own business, that has a mortgage, that has two cars in the driveway, kids in school, $20,000 probably doesn't cover his monthly expenses. By the time he's done paying his mortgage,
sure,
by the time he's paying for his kids' private tuition, by the time he's done paying all of his monthly living expenses, $20,000 is nothing. So that's when it becomes incumbent to protect yourself. And how you protect yourself against finding yourself in that situation where you've suffered injuries or property damage by someone who was underinsured or not insured at all is to make sure that you have enough underinsured and uninsured motorist protection on your existing automobile policies in the event your insurance company has to step forward and become primary in order to protect your interest. Because that 17-year-old kid that has a $20,000 minimum liability policy issued by the Maryland Automobile Insurance Fund, that's the biggest check that they're going to write. And they're going to write that check probably on day one. And then they're going to be done with the claim and they're going to close it. And then it's going to be up to you and your counsel or whoever it is.
My neck's hurt, I'm out of work, all of that,
that's protecting
right?
your interest
sure.
to go chase after this 17-year-old kid. And all the assets to his name, you know, is that 1984 Chevy Lumina with 350,000 miles on it, with
right.
two rust holes through the fenders. That's your recovery. Unless you've done adequate planning and that when someone sat down with you and reviewed your automobile insurance, they made sure not only did they have enough to protect you and your family in the event that you're named as being legally liable for injuring somebody, but if just the reverse happens, if somebody through no fault of your own injures you and you find out that they're not as organized as you are, they're not as prepared as you are, they're not concerned about the things that may concern you or I. So that's when it becomes important, like I said, to make sure that you have a big enough parachute on your back that in the event you need to pull the ripcord, there's enough coverage and enough protection there to make you whole again. And whole again is different for everyone. You know, someone that, like I said, that has 3 or 4 kids in private school, that has student loans, that for graduate school, for medical school, you know, they could very easily have a $25,000 a month,
Right, sure.
To cover their living expenses, and you know, $20,000 is nothing in terms of liability protection. For some people, it makes sense because that's what they need in order to be legally compliant. And their station in life doesn't demand that they buy a larger home.
Sure.
Buy larger protection because there's nothing there to protect.
Well, you don't want to overinsure people either. Pete Raimondi's here. We're at Cooper's North doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour talking about insurance. Twice a year we try to get together. It's like brushing our teeth and making sure. You use the word that the insurance people use, and you just threw it in the middle of your whole soliloquy there. It's get a review what you have, right? I mean, that I think if there's any lesson to be learned, it's everybody listening out to everybody in the viewing area, everybody sees the ad online. You have insurance. What do you have, and are you confident that if something catastrophic happened that you would at least know what you're liable for, right? You want to at least understand your insurance. And I told you, I'm the village idiot. I need a person like you to explain it to me. I would not feel comfortable clicking online and just buying insurance online. I don't think I would sleep well at night doing it that
way. Yeah. Well, it's really not that complicated. It's truly not. It's just a matter really of having an agent that will sit down with you, spend the time, answer questions that you have, and will develop the risk. You may not know what risk that you might potentially face unless an experienced agent who's been there before asks the proper questions, asks the right questions. You know, sometimes we feel like we're being a little bit invasive when sitting with homeowners and asking questions.
Well, anytime I sit down and think about serious stuff, it's like, what if I die? We all have to think about that,
sure.
Right? Like, literally, that's who are the beneficiaries. Anytime you walk in, what do you mean I'm going to die? My wife, fine. But it's a little uncomfortable. I mean, all these kind of conversations. I mean, I talked to Leonard Raskin, my money guy, about money, and it's like you go into families, you're talking about money, death, insurance, things, planning for things that can go wrong. A lot of people like, it's life. I don't want to plan. This is important, because as I pointed out with my cable, things go wrong, man. We all make mistakes. Accidents happen, as they say, right? Literally.
Right. Well, and it's one of those things, unfortunately, that they don't do as good a job as they possibly could in school.
Oh, teaching people how important this is, right?
And just in terms of, giving teenagers a little bit of education that can really go a long way.
Well, they get it when they're 16 when they need auto insurance. That's when I got it. I got it as like, I want to drive, like Smokey and the Bandit. Insurance, I ain't going to get insurance. Yes, you will.
Yeah.
You have to have insurance, But when you're little Johnny, this is part of having wheels and wanting to be independent and all that is the grown-up part of insurance. I'm 56, and I like to think I'm growing up about insurance, but I don't know as much as you, right?
Yeah.
And how important it is. And you've seen it really trash people, right? You've seen real
– well,
and you save people's asses as well. I'm sure you have, right?
Yeah. Well, I sell something for the most part that people need.
But don't think they want or think about. It's not sexy at all.
It's not sexy. There's nothing sexy about it. There's
you don't even get like a pin. You don't even get a badge. It's like the Orioles, they give you some swag once in a while. You don't even get a hat. Yeah.
Correct. We sell something that people truly need because it provides a real tangible financial benefit to making you whole again, making your family whole again. So
nobody thinks about insurance till they need it.
But
right.
But again, it's one of those things that is so it has been turned into such a commodity. It's, you know, it's like going to buy a 20-ounce bottle of soda from the convenience store.
Click and drag,
Yeah, and I've got insurance.
And then the minute something happens, you get on an 800 call in the middle of the night. You know, I had Liberty Pure Solutions, my water people. Shout out to Doug. And we had our water heater went kaplooey at 5:20 in the morning. I went down, this is about 6 weeks ago, talking about you and water and insurance for that. Thank you for that. Yeah. But I'm up to my knees. The first thing I do, I call Liberty Pure, the emergency call. Really, at 5 in the morning, they took my call. I had somebody at the house at 7 in the morning. I was bailing water out. You would have been the next caller if I had to have removal. It didn't get in the walls. Nothing weird happened. But, man, that's that moment where the ish hits the fan, and you don't want to be on hold with Geico. You just don't. You want to have somebody like Pete. You want to have somebody local, period.
Yeah. I don't think you want to be on hold with anyone. You want to know that the problem is going to be resolved. That's the biggest moment of truth in our business, is that, you know, we had that conversation 5 years ago about making sure that you had adequate protection in place in case something happens. You know, we've reviewed it once or twice a year for the last 5 years, and, you know, we always end with, I'll see you next year.
Right.
You know, well, you know, sometimes before next year comes, these kinds of moments
So if you
happen.
Haven't talked to your insurance person the last year, you get on it, right? That if nothing else, if this segment doesn't teach anybody that, that's really the issue.
Yeah.
We're just poking people
right
now.
Yeah. You should probably have their business cards somewhere tucked in the back of your wallet. So at 2:00 in the morning, if something happens, you've got somebody to call.
All right. People want to reach out to Pete. He will take your call. Give everybody your whole lowdown on, tell everybody the kind of insurance, make sure we do it all complicit and compliant and all that stuff. But how do people find you, and how do you typically deal? A little Zoom call like in these days?
Well, you know, one of the things that makes us a whole lot different than really any of our competition is that we're probably one of the few agencies that still make house calls.
Okay. You want to sit with people.
I don't want your business unless I can.
Right.
I truly don't. I'm not going to understand the risk unless we invest a little bit of time. Because at the end of the day, I've got a fiduciary duty to do this correctly and to do it right for you. So in the event something happens, there are no surprises.
You don't want to say to somebody in their hour of need, we didn't get you enough. We didn't do enough.
Correct.
You know, you checked the wrong box last
Correct.
Year when we got together.
Yeah.
You didn't
–
like me with the basement when I flooded, it's like, you have a sump pump, the box would have been yes. Did it have a battery backup? The back box would have been no. And then I flooded, right?
Yeah.
So, like, knowing that little piece of the insurance puzzle 22 years ago when Isabel wiped me out in White Marsh would have been helpful, right?
Yeah.
And you don't want to be – I know you. You don't want to be that guy. Like, when you sit with them, you don't want to think that you made a mistake or didn't ask them something in the beginning, because that's why the sit-down is so important, right?
Absolutely.
That's why the review is important, too.
Absolutely, because for doing this 30-plus years, one thing's become apparent to me are that I have a license for a reason, and my customers don't for a reason. My customers sometimes don't know what questions to ask.
I wouldn't. That's true.
All they want to know is, am I covered? Am I covered? Pete, am I covered? Yes, you are. Let me explain your coverage.
Right.
Because there's a couple of things that you're not covered for. And I want to make sure you're aware of them up front.
Here's the exposure.
So
basically,
if that situation should rear its ugly head, and you want to rethink what we've talked about today and potentially add this coverage, here's what it looks like.
Right.
And that's a conversation that I'll revisit with clients once a year, because I know that before I conduct that review, I know what they have. I've reviewed their policies in advance. I look at my notes from last year. I've already been out to visit the house. I have photographs of the house. I know the condition of the property. And if there, in my opinion, is a coverage, you know, where they are in, say, a high-risk flood area,
Sure.
And they have opted out of Erie's extended water coverage. I may very well want to readdress that with them. Ultimately, at the end of the day, it's going to be your choice.
Well, you just want them to have the right coverage.
It's never my job to spend your money. But it is my job and it is my duty as your agent to make sure that you have made a decision with complete informed consent. That everything that I know about this policy, you know about this policy.
And also you have options too, right? I mean, there's different – that's something unique about, I think, what you do, Pete, right? People come to you. You shop, right?
Yeah,
literally.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we can tailor coverage for just about any particular situation. We can underwrite for just about any particular situation.
If you have a special trinket ring this you want to insure, like in case of fire, in case of theft, and any of that kind of thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and that's pretty standard.
Personal property.
And that's pretty standard in our business. But again, back to the original premise that agents don't ask questions and customers don't ask questions. Customers or clients or insureds assume that their wife's jewelry is covered, that all their jewelry is covered, that their Rolex watch is covered,
right,
that their Piaget watch is covered.
I assume my sump pump was covered, right? I didn't know. You know, what the hell do I know? You know, I didn't even know I had a sump pump, right?
Okay.
So, like,
yeah.
Well, I'm not technical like that, Pete.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I need somebody to come in and say, well, for you, what is the number one thing you see when people have problems with you? Like, when you look through other people's insurance, you're like, this is okay, but this is the where is a tender point in that?
Here's the tender point. That's a great question. That really is. What is the number one?
Well, it'd be your number one piece of advice at this point, or something that could be wrong on your own policy right now.
Take care of your property. Take care of your home. Maintain your home. Take good care of it, and it'll take good care of you. If you do that, you don't allow the minor expenses to become major expenses.
Sure.
Have your heating and cooling system serviced twice a year. I'm not talking about one of these fly-by-night companies that comes out and does a curbside inspection. I'm talking about, you know, somebody that comes out from a reputable heating and cooling company, you know, that takes the compressor apart outside, that deep cleans the coil, checks all the connections, lubricates all the relays. You know, you get value for your $200 that you spend on that heat pump or that outdoor air conditioning condenser. You're getting value for your money, and you're protecting your $10,000 or $12,000 investment so it doesn't, you know, end up going on the blink when it's 110 degrees outside. I mean, you know, I've talked to people all the time in the heating and air conditioning business, you know, and they tell us all the time, I wish folks would take care of this
because
stuff
we find things so dirty, right?
You know,
it'd be like brushing your teeth and going to the dentist. You're like, when's the last time you brushed? 8 months ago. Well, look at you. I can't fix that now, or it would be harder to fix. But in the insurance space, for you, by the way, give your phone number and stuff. Tell me how to find you. Give me the lowdown. Pete Raimondi's here. We're out here at Cooper's North. He's always on the scene here, helping us out with some insurance advice. It's springtime around here right now. You want me to give the phone number?
There you go. I'll let
all
you
right. What do you want? You want me to give the cell? Or you want me to give the office?
Yeah, they can reach me directly.
You can give your cell phone number out on here. 410-698-5891. He's with Wessel Insurance Services with Erie. They're located up in Jarrettsville, Harford County, but really service the whole area.
Yeah.
You actually showed me a picture thing of a client you had up here in the Cockeysville area, right? So you work with people all over the area, right?
I've driven as far as Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia.
All right.
All of Montgomery County, all of Carroll County, all of Harford County. All of Baltimore County. Like I said, we're one of the few old school agencies that still puts eyes on our risks.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this since March of 1988.
longer than I've been doing radio. No wonder you're good at it, you know? Give Pete a call. He is at 410-698-5891. He's with Erie Insurance and Wessel Insurance Services. They're based up in the Jarrettsville, Bel Air, Harford County area, but he's made his way down here to Cooper's North. For you, are there any new discoveries in insurance? Is there any product that comes along that shocks you from time to time when you see things? Is it an industry that's so made already that nothing new ever happens in it? No?
Well,
you feel like you've seen everything?
I wouldn't say that I've seen I've seen just about every type of risk. I mean, I've seen everything from house fires to floods to houses, natural gas explosions, were literally, you know, in Harford County, you know, we had a home explode.
Yeah, you can't plan for that,
nothing,
right?
There's nothing left bigger than a book of matches. This is still really an old school business that used to be very personalized.
Everybody had an insurance guy, right?
Yeah. It used to be very, very personalized. And most people...
The internet changed that, though, right? Really?
Well, it did with everything. It turned certain financial services more or less into, like, you know...
A commodity,
it's like,
right?
It's, you know,
like buying banking online.
It's like
now,
buying
right?
a savings bond.
Yeah, sure.
You know, except they don't even print a savings bond anymore. Remember when your grandmother used to give
you
savings
bond?
So much
bond? Fun. Had John Kennedy on it sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. They don't even print those anymore. You get a piece of paper from the Treasury Department, like an email.
Dude, if Zeppelin got back together, I wouldn't have a ticket stub. You know what I mean? So I mean, that would suck. You know?
Yeah.
I am old school and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah.
But there is a point where insurance is, you know, onerous, right? I mean, it's just a lot of small print. And in the old days, you would have a yellow and a red and a pink, right? We would do the carbon copy and all that. But, I mean, it is something where reading the fine print on anything we do, whether it's you download an app, you opt into a new website, cookies, everybody got cookies. Am I going to deny the cookies and all that? Insurance, to me, is hand-to-hand combat. It's not something I would want to go and click online.
Yeah.
If I didn't have a human, I wouldn't want to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it would scare the hell out of me because I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Well, it's important also, I think, to have a solid relationship with your agent that is part of your community and is maybe somebody that you know or somebody that somebody knows.
Sure.
Because there will come a time when that agent can really be your best advocate.
Oh, I don't think there's any question. I don't want an 800 number when I have a claim. It's my point. When I had that flood a couple weeks ago, I'm glad I had people, local people, you know, I call Liberty Pure, thank you, Doug, to come and literally bail me out. You would have been the next call if I had, real damage there. But no bad time to do this, right? And, you know, anytime, just you need an hour, right? You just need a little bit of time with people, right?
Yeah. It's just we're not ever in a hurry. As agents, we are never in a hurry to solicit your business. Never.
Right.
We would love to have your business, and we want to write it correctly. And we want to do it correctly for you, for the homeowner. We want to make sure that you have everything that you paid for. We want to make sure that you understand the policy. If there's coverage that you don't have, we want to make sure that you're aware of that. And our duty is to contact you at least once a year to remind you.
Well, I would say this. After I meet with an insurance person, I go to bed that night, I write to you, I sleep better. Just it sucks talking about it. It really does. Like doing wills, like doing any of that kind. It sucks talking about it. But then after you do it, you feel like, monkey's off my back. Piano's off the back, right? Literally.
Yeah. It's insurance is typically always and has always been the least expensive way to make somebody whole again. There's no other investment, there's no other financial tool that you can use that has the economy of scale that insurance does to take somebody that's lost everything and return them back to pre-loss condition. Not another product.
Well, it's
in the
business you're in, so that's good. Can we get any insurance on the Orioles pitching? Is that Ship sailed. You're wearing your Oriole crab hat here. I know what a big fan you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, you suffering.
Oh, very, yeah, painfully.
Yeah, I wrote my letter to Katie Griggs this week about my press credential, just about what, how sad and disappointed I am that I've been treated like garbage, A, but that I waited for these new people for 19 years. You know what I mean? Like, I did the walkout in 2006. It's been 19 years since I pissed off Peter, and he had lost for a decade then. They were in their ninth year of losing when I did the walkout. So, like, I go all these years later, and I'm like, I waited for you people, and I said to my wife, I bought the Fool's Gold last May when they were really good. I remember being at Planet Fitness with my wife. We're leaving. We got in a car. I'm all sweaty. Put the radio on. The game was on. And she's like, why are you listening to the game? You usually listen to music or your own station or this or that. And I'm like, Jen, this is the best team they've ever had. You don't understand. They haven't had pitching like Rodriguez and Bradish and Corbin freaking Burns. And look at these bats. Holiday's going to come up. He's going to hit 300. Yeah. Look at that was last May. And now I'm sitting here and it's like capturing sand. You know what I mean? And the surf. It's just really hard to do. And I think the part for me is this new ownership has promised. He made his own bobblehead last week. Anything that happens after that's a punchline. If your first move is owning the team, is making your own bobblehead, you're probably not doing this for the right reasons. You know what I mean? That's how I feel about it. And I feel a year into this, I can say on the new ownership, thumbs down right now for me. Like, just, and I want that to change, and I'm monitoring that, and people are beating Elias up, and they're beating the manager up, and Hyde and all that. I don't know. It's just, it's not as good as we want it to be.
Yeah.
And that's the disappointing part.
Yeah. I'm the farthest thing in the world from a marketing guy, advertising guy.
You're an insurance guy.
That's just that.
You're one step away from being an accountant. Right.
Well, there you go. That's actually what my undergraduate degree is in. but in any event, I'm not sure who it is that heads up marketing and promotion.
Mark Fine is he's new. He just got the job a couple weeks ago, so give him a chance.
I don't know giving away bobbleheads of the new owner
was smart.
It seemed almost indulgent.
A former employee who ran such things in the organization many years ago texted me on Saturday morning. He knows of my plight, and he's a guy that gave me a press pass one time and knows I deserve it, and we were friends, you know. But he sent me a note. He said, seems clownish to me from the outside.
Yeah.
And this was a professional opinion of a human being that worked at the highest level in the industry for four decades.
It seemed
said clownish to me, and I'm like, I don't know if he knows what he's up against trying to win here, but I don't think he cares because he's a billionaire. Like, I saw Bisciotti 2 weeks ago doing the video with his minions out there saying, it's life or death for John. It's not life or death for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, well, it's life or death for the Orioles, for Pete and for Clancy and for me and for people that have been suffering all this time, 42 years. You know, it is life or death for a lot of fans. They feel that way. They give their good money. I want it to be better. That's all.
Sure.
I want it to be better than it ever could have been under Peter. And I'm not sure that these people know what they're doing. That's part of the issue for me. I'm not sure that they know what they're doing.
Yeah. I don't know enough about the inner workings, obviously, of the organization and front office and whatnot. Mr. Rubenstein seems to be, a very genuinely decent man. I mean, he's certainly given a lot to charity. I mean, he seems like a decent guy to me that's approachable. You would just kind of hope that he's getting the correct and the right advice from those that are making those decisions.
Right.
Because
there you go. And that's why I wrote to her. I wrote to Katie Griggs because she's employee number one.
Yeah.
She's at the top of the food chain, right? And she's from Seattle. What could she possibly know? I mean, I can't imagine me going to Seattle and trying to run their baseball team.
Yeah.
And I've spent a little time in Seattle, but like it's daunting. It is. It's a big job.
Yeah. And I happened to listen on the radio coming down. I overheard part of your conversation regarding the Star Wars commercials that have been airing. And yeah, they seem like something that was shot like in a high school AV lab or something.
I almost called it Wayne's World, but yeah. I think that's unfair to Wayne.
Yeah. It's
certainly not fair to their mother upstairs in the kitchen. Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Give us something we're proud of. That's all I said.
I would just think that with all of the media resources, I mean, I remember the work that David Modelli used to do when he was, the head of the video promotion board at M&T Bank Stadium.
Don't be a jerk.
I mean, I used to get excited just to go and watch the pregame shows of what David Modell would put up on, the large Jumbotron. I would like to think that the Orioles are capable.
Well, that's why this squirt thing is weird to me.
Something similar to that.
In all the years, the shell game was bigger. They got the hot dog races now. They get, the mustard ketchup relish. How about if we just get the team, people to get really into the team and keep score and like baseball? I want people to love baseball. I share my love of baseball every day. Yeah. Paper Mundy loves baseball. He's wearing his nice hat there, bird crab hat he's got going on. You're making me want to get the Seafood Club is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
We're out here at Cooper's North. I'm giving out the Back to the Future scratch-offs. You get one. I feel like Oprah. You get number 88 for Renee Gonzalez there. If you need to get in touch with Pete, if you just need good insurance advice, you need a guy or a gal, Wessel Insurance, auto, property, life, commercial, you can find them at wessinsurance.com. You can email Pete at wess, rhymes with ness, insurance.com, or you can give him a call at 443-499-2100. It's the office, but you can get him on his cell because he's my pal. 410-698-5891. He's with Wessel Insurance Services and Erie Insurance. They're up in Jarrettsville if you've driven by up there, but he gets all over the place, including down here. And we got draft this week. We got the Orioles in the doldrums a little bit. It's springtime. Tulips are blooming. We're going to have the horse races in a couple of weeks. Thanks for coming out and sharing your a little bit of fear, a little bit of nightmare, a little bit of hope. We talked about the Orioles, but the most important thing is this is big boy work doing insurance, right?
Absolutely.
Just get somebody that knows as much as this guy knows. Somebody's going to sit with you, hold your hand a little bit, so if anything goes wrong, you don't get screwed. And he also looks real nice on my website, Pete does, when he's out there. All right, I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. You ever had the gumbo here? You like gumbo? Somebody gave me it's 78 degrees, too hot out to eat gumbo.
Yeah, it's probably
it's never too hot to eat gumbo. Yeah. Not at Cooper's North. Mm. Back for more. We are Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.